This is the Best Of Daily Devotion Series by Pastor Tim Dodson from Believers Church in Menominee, Wisconsin. For more information on Tim Dodson or Believers Church, visit believerstogether.com.
In the Christian life, we battle against some rather powerful evil forces, headed by Satan, and we know he's a vicious fighter. To withstand his attacks, we have to depend upon God's strength and certainly use every piece of his armor. Paul the Apostle, in our study this morning, is not only going to give this counsel to the church, the body of Christ there in Ephesus, but to all individuals within every church, because the whole body needs to be armed. As we do battle against the evil rulers of the unseen world, we fight in the strength of the church, and whose power must come from the Holy Spirit. We're picking it up in Ephesians chapter 6 today, verse 10. Paul writes, "Last of all, I want to remind you that your strength must come from the Lord's mighty power within you. Put on all of God's armor so that you'll be able to stand safe against all the strategies and tricks of Satan. For we are not fighting against people made of flesh and blood, but against persons without bodies, evil rulers of the unseen world, whose mighty satanic beings and great evil princes of darkness who rule this world, against huge numbers of wicked spirits in the spirit world. So use every piece of God's armor to resist the enemy whenever he attacks, and when it is all over, you'll still be standing up." Verse 14, "But to do this, you must need the strong belt of truth and the breastplate of God's approval. Wear shoes that are able to speed you on as you preach the good news of peace with God. In every battle, you will need faith as your shield to stop fiery arrows aimed at you by Satan. And you will need the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Pray all the time. Ask God for everything in line with the Holy Spirit's wishes. Plead with Him, reminding Him of your needs, and keep praying earnestly for all Christians everywhere. Pray for me also, and I ask God to give me the right words as boldly tell others about the Lord as I explain to them that His salvation is for the Gentiles too." I wonder how many of us, as we've been going through the book of Ephesians here in the mornings, would read this book and quietly and privately think, you know, how come my life doesn't look like that? How come my marriage and my parenting and my work relationships don't look like Paul speaks? I mean, whenever I try to move in that direction, well, all hell breaks out. You know, the fact is, despite acknowledging the Holy Spirit, most of us still tend to attempt to walk through this life as a child of God without being under the absolute control of the Spirit of God. The vast majority of people who profess to be Christians today, if truth be told, mean by the fact that they're Christians, that they have at some point made a decision to believe in Christ as the Son of God, and that He's the holder of the keys to eternal life. But surrendering their lives to His control, well, that's a whole other matter. Those that fail to allow their Savior to be their Lord will fail to ever know His blessings and will essentially relegate themselves to a life of struggle and failures and dissatisfaction. Notice the parallel between Ephesians 6:11, "Put on the whole armor of God," and Romans 13:14, "But put on the Lord Jesus Christ." Paul, carefully establishing our place in Jesus Christ, as well as the basics of the Christian walk, says, "Put on the whole armor of God." This is now his last section, as he's approaching the end of this book, dealing with what it looks like to walk in the Lord Jesus Christ. How we actually go about, rather, doing all that he has been speaking of in this letter. How we accomplish these things that he has been teaching. Now, in the mind of Paul, Christian life is and was a war. One that a person had better suit up for. Ruth Paxton wrote, "God has no place for a spiritual pacifist. Every Christian is conscripted for both defensive and aggressive warfare. He calls every saint to arms. not into a religious playground or sports field, but into grim, terrible, bloody conflict we are all called.
That was a daily devotional by Pastor Tim Dodson from Believers Church in Menominee, Wisconsin. For more information on Tim Dodson or Believers Church, visit believerstogether.com.